You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
Hey. All right. It's my buddy Riggins over there. Look at him.
Good morning.
is the beach of North Carolina or South Carolina? Did you go north? South Carolina.
South Carolina. Yeah.
Riggins went for a couple of days to the beach. Is that all you did for fun over our vacation last week?
Yeah, I did. I went through a whole saga with my phone. I had to get my phone fixed, which meant going to the Verizon, Apple store, over to the repair place, back to the Apple store. It was like a whole fiasco, but gross. I got that settled. I know it was a pain. A couple of, I had some work to do on my car and I didn't do that myself. Just a couple of things. And then I went to the beach for a couple of days, which is really nice.
I was in Louisiana the whole time. And the reason that we went to Louisiana was, well, several reasons. Last year, for that week of our vacation in the summer, we went to visit my family. See, mine and Jody's family, they're all Louisianians, but they live far enough apart that it's hard to go back and forth between the two. While you're there for a visit. So last year we visited my mom in North Louisiana, and then we went on to visit my brother who lives in Magnolia, Arkansas. Then we drove home from there. Well, this year it was her family that we went to visit for several reasons. One, we needed to visit. And then another is because my dad had given Jody's parents these two guitars and an amp that my grandfather, his dad, had, and my granddad passed a while back. And so one of the guitars is an acoustic guitar that he actually built himself, and then another was an electric guitar and an amp. So you can't fly with that. So we flew down and then rented a car and drove back. So while we were there, my wife's sister's husband, Chuck, said, "Hey, when y'all get here, we're going to go to the camp and we're going to fish." It's his favorite thing to do, fishing. So he's got a big, nice fishing boat. He's got a camp in South Louisiana. Now, my kids, obviously, they've been around Louisiana people. They've been to Louisiana and all that, but they've never been on an adventure in South Louisiana. Because Louisiana is broken up into three sections of culture. Central to North Louisiana is, what you would call country people, like the Duck Dynasty people. South Louisiana is Cajun, and then New Orleans is its own culture. So if you ever hear anybody say they're from Louisiana, don't automatically assume they're from New Orleans, and don't automatically assume that they're Cajun. Chances are they will be, but it's a different thing in the northern part of the state. Now, my wife's town of Alexandria is right in the middle. It's the line. Anything above it is country folks. Anything below it, Cajun. Well, my brother-in-law's camp is past Jennings, Louisiana, in a place called Lake Arthur. And my son got to witness the full Cajun experience, staying at the camp, cooking at the camp, fishing on the bayou, alligators coming up to the boat. We were fishing in a place that has both saltwater and freshwater fish because of the way when the tide is up and back and whatever, it can be complete saltwater one day and it can be complete freshwater the next. It's just, it's crazy. So we're fishing for anything. And it is hot. I mean, it is hot. Heat index at about 11 in the morning, already 104 when we're out on that water. Ooh. Ooh. Just crazy. Now, my son loves Cajun food because I cook for him all the time. I know how to cook all that stuff. But there are certain things that I don't cook because, one, I can't really get the ingredients to cook it right. And it's a lot of trouble, even if I did get the ingredients. One of those is boudin. And so he got real boudin in South Louisiana at a convenience store. You know, convenience stores in Louisiana are, I mean, they usually have a big display of home-cooked food and everything. And as we were getting the boudin, I looked in the case and I said, are those crawfish pies? And she goes, yes, sir. I said, give me two of the crawfish pies too. Cause he'd never had that. And that's his new favorite thing.
He liked it.
Crawfish pies. Yeah. So I can make that.
You can do that.
Yeah, I can do that. That'll be easy to do. But, there were a couple of people that we ran into and had conversations with that he couldn't understand at all. So you hear about people with Cajun accents, and if you're not from Louisiana or you haven't been around real Louisianians, all you know about the Cajun accent is what you see in movies. And it, to me, the men Cajuns have a different type accent than the women do, because men are usually just like so animated. And think about the former LSU football coach, Ed Orgeron. You know, you go down there, we're going to get out there. We got to get some points on the board first, and we're going to go Tigers. You hear that, but women, Cajun women talking is so difficult to mimic for me. And I'm pretty good at doing impressions and things like that, but it's going to take me a lot of studying to be able to give you an example of what Cajun women sound like. But I found this Instagram account, and it's these friends. They seem to be in their mid to 30s to 40-ish, and they just record their conversations sometimes of things. They'll sit down with coffee, and they'll just talk. And this is one I brought in as an example of them talking about things that Cajun moms say. Now, a lot of these are things that other mamas say too, but just being able to hear how they say it is pretty neat.
Now, another thing my mama used to say when I did something good or when she wanted me to do something for her, she'd be like, baby, go get the remote and bring that to mama. I'll dance at your wedding. She would dance at my wedding. She'd be so happy.
Well, my mama never said that, but she would say, if I'd get hurt or something, well, that's going to be better before you get married.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about it.
Be gone. Gone before you get married.
Sometimes I'm really feeling old, and I'll be like, what I came in this room for? I forget already when I walked in the room.
I used to laugh whenever my mama would say, where's my glasses? I can't find my glasses. They was on her head, or they was somewhere weird, like in the refrigerator or the freezer.
Oh, my Lord.
Yesterday, I was trying to go put some of the baby's clothes in the laundry. Later on, I couldn't find where it was. I had threw it away in the trash can.
Your glasses?
No, the baby's clothes. Oh. We'd go somewhere, my mama would say, don't make me have to pull this car over. Mm. Sometimes she would just
reach back and start
swinging.
I know you do that these
days. I do that too. I ain't gonna lie. The spoon helps. Mm. You better catch somebody.
That spoon extends your reach a good foot in the back. You can really get them good. Lord. Speaking of getting good, my mama would be like, come here so I can slap you.
I bet that really made you want to go over there, huh? Yeah. But you better listen to my mom.
It's worse to not go when she said that. You better just go get your lick and be done with it.
Now, mama is grandmother.
Yeah.
And their grandfathers are papa.
Yeah. It almost sounds a little Hispanic.
It does, yeah. It's like a sometimes on the R's, the R, they always swallow their R's. Yeah. Go get that at the car. Mm-hmm. Or. But, you know, a lot of people know that stale cracker guy that does the cooking videos and stuff, and he's super animated, you know, but... And I feel like that's all people who are not Cajun ever see of Cajun people is that over the top yelling, crazy Cajun, all of that. So that's why I thought it might be interesting just to hear what they sound like just talking to each other.
A regular person.
Yeah. A normal conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
But it's hard to do. It's very hard to do.
Yeah. And you're right. The men don't sound like the women at all. There's not really a big correlation.
Do you like it? If you met a woman that was really hot and she had that accent, would that bother you?
Yes.
It would?
I find any accent, Midwestern, Northern, Southern, any severe accents, very off-putting. And I always have.
If it's extreme, you know.
If it's extreme, yeah. And it doesn't matter what, or the California, like very, you know, I think that is so obnoxious, yeah.
That's a good rule.
Just severe. Some people are severe. But there's probably a lot of people in Louisiana or New York or California that aren't severe like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you've met all of my family or heard my family talk.
Yeah.
It's not. Now, my nephews and maybe my brother, they're kind of severe as far as the Southern accent.
Yeah.
You know. But they don't have Cajun accents in any way.
Yeah. It's amazing. Like some people that grow up in Georgia, you know, like you can go all over the state and there are some, it's a wide variety of different accents and things like that. Mm-hmm. Depending on where you go.
Yeah. But maybe you asked your mama.
Yeah.
And so I've been trying to do that since I spent so much time in South Louisiana.
Yeah.
Over the week. And my wife is not happy about it.
She's like, just stop it. You're driving me nuts. Stop. Do her parents have accents?
No.
No, they're not.
No, they're from Indiana. Oh,
that's right.
But they don't have an Indiana accent either. They're not. I think if you're not from the South and you heard them talk, you'd say they had a Southern accent. But to Southerners, they really don't have that much of an accent.
Yeah.
But again, if you heard my brother and my nephews talk, you would think that they sound really country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had just seen a video a couple weeks ago of those houses on the water. And I was like, God, they just look like haunted houses. I mean, they are scary looking. And then I saw that one in your picture. I was like, that's exactly what I saw. Almost in the water.
Right.
Just shacks.
Mm-hmm. They are in the water. They're built on stilts. Like they're up in the water. Some of them are actually boats.
And this video, I saw they were talking about this guy actually lives in there full time.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, how do you just live in there?
Yeah.
All the time.
That's crazy. Right there on the water.
Yeah.
Right there.
Crazy.
But I am going to perfect it.
Yeah.
I'm going to perfect it. The accent, not the houses on the water. All right. We got more coming up.
TJ's Podcast. The Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ Family Stream on the Ace and TJ Family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ Family Shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ Family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ Family Shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Back to TJ's Podcast.
Got a lot of great stuff today for the Graham Slam. making our way around the social medias and bringing you the best audio from the social medias. A guy that I think, and I have thought for many, many years, is very, very funny and edgy, has all of a sudden made a comeback, so to speak, in the social media world. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But this could be sad news for somebody's 5 minutes of fame being up, or 15 minutes of fame. The Hawktui girl.
Uh-oh.
So what did she do, Regan? She was at, it was a country music festival in Cullman, Alabama.
Yeah.
Cullman is just outside of Birmingham, and in between Birmingham and Huntsville.
Yeah. Big country music festival, mm. 3 or 4 days. A lot of big artists.
God-fearing Alabamians out there, telling you.
Good salt of the earth people. Honest, hard-working people. And they brought out the Hawktui girl to say hello to the crowd after Jelly Roll was done performing.
Mm.
And they did not, they were not interested in hearing anything from her.
Well, here's what it sounded like. And this is somebody recording from the crowd, so there would be crowd noise on here if there were crowd noise. That's her saying that.
They took that mic.
Get up for Kaylee, is it her?
Haley.
No. And nothing. She's looking with a smile like, I don't know.
That's a couple of things. Probably they're disgusted by her. Number two, she's got zero idea of how to get a crowd excited, which is a skill. A lot of people don't understand that. You guys, Ace and TJ, understand how difficult that can be when you're in front of a huge crowd to get them excited and participating. It is not as easy as it looks. So she had two strikes against her, I think, and you heard it there. You could have heard a pin drop. And she was shouting out, you know, Warren Ziders and Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
Give it up for them. And they were like, nope.
And do you think that a huge number of people in the crowd didn't even know who she was? So maybe they weren't.
Maybe.
I think it's the fact that, you know, there could be a lot of people out there, you know, in the Cullman, Alabama area who don't want to give, you know, credit and celebrity status and don't want to cheer on somebody who's famous for what she's famous for.
I think that's a big part of it.
But I don't know. It's just, it was deafening. The silence was deafening.
Deafening. And somebody pointed out, they said, you know, that her whole thing kind of ended when there was the assassination attempt. You stopped hearing about her. That kind of dominated everything. And it put a lot of stories to bed after that happened.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And I hate to say bless her heart, because, I mean, I was the first one to say, I can't believe we're celebrating this and making somebody famous and making her an instant millionaire and all because she said something, described something very vulgar with a, you know, woman on the street interview. Yeah. And, picturing my daughter, who's about the same age, doing that, I would be devastated.
And I bet you they booked her a month ago. Yeah. Uh-huh. And they're like, well, you want to come out? We'll fly out here. We'll get you, put you up. And, you know, that's the danger of picking a viral personality.
Yeah.
Hot one day, not the next.
It could also go the other way and benefit the people who booked her because there was a big country bar and a dance place and all in Alexandria, Louisiana back in the 90s. It was called Fool's Gold, and there was a country singer who was, you know, just getting out there, you know, just going to be, you know, getting songs on the radio and everything, and performing in that area at Fool's Gold was quite a, you know, a showcase for you. I mean, popular place, and they said, okay, fool's gold. People said, we'll book him. We'll take a chance on him. We'll book him for a date here. And it was 6 months down the road. Well, in that 6 months, this person, this country singer, broke open and still had to honor the date because he ended up in that 6 months playing stadiums.
Yeah.
But he still had to come back and play this bar in Alexandria and sing Achy Breaky Heart.
Yeah, right. At probably the same price.
Yeah, they had already booked him for the price. Him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's the biggest act in the world at that point in that 6 months. And then they get him at this bar, Billy Ray Cyrus. It's pretty cool.
He'll probably go back there. He'll probably have to go back there. Is that still around, Fool's Gold?
No.
Oh.
No.
He'd be lucky to book Fool's Gold now.
And this is a guy who just has his own philosophy here about something. And you thought this was interesting, Riggins, and not who he wouldn't date.
You
like these types of things and just out of nowhere, just come up with something as a philosophy.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. When I see a female post that she went to Dubai, I don't even want to speak to a girl that went to Dubai. We know what y'all be doing out there. Dookie breath.
I don't even know what that means.
When I talk to a female who say she been to Dubai, I ain't interested.
I had to research in the comments, like, what does that mean? Is he implying that she's basically a prostitute or acting as a prostitute if she's traveled to Dubai? I'm not really sure.
And why is he videoing himself in a hut? Didn't you see the video? It looked like he was in a hut or something.
A hut and at the worst angle ever.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. When I see a female post that she went to Dubai.
When I see a female post that she went to Dubai.
Dubai. Like DaBaby.
I don't even want to speak to a girl that went to Dubai. We know what y'all be doing out there. Dookie breath.
Dookie breath.
Dookie breath. Is he implying that they eat the feces?
I don't know.
Okay. And then there's a man who is from Harlem. His name is Dr. Pastor David Manning. Now, David Manning became famous back in the primary season of the presidential election between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Dr. David Manning was pro-Clinton. He was all about the Clintons. And he saw that so many black people were just blindly, according to him, following Barack Obama when the Clintons had done so much for black people that they were turning their backs on the Clintons. So he made all of these videos, or his sermons would come up on YouTube, and they were crazy. Like he's saying, he called Barack Obama the long-legged Mac Daddy.
That's the one I remember.
And then he would say, Obama's mama was a whore. Saying that, and you can ask my mama and her mama. They will tell you that back in the 50s and 60s, if a white woman laid down with a black man, she was a whore. So that's why he deduced that Barack Obama's mama was a whore. Then he started all this big thing about Barack Obama being gay. Yeah. And a man from Chicago named Larry Sinclair wrote a book about his affair with the long-legged Mac Daddy. And then one of the other favorite ones he would do is, and for me, is when he said, I'm telling you, these white folks ain't going to take it no more. You're going to push and push and push, and these white folks ain't going to take it no more.
Is he doing this like in a church service?
Both. Doing it in a church service, and then he was also doing it with red curtains behind him, and he's doing an address to like a radio address or YouTube address. He would do Bible studies and sermons during the week that were on YouTube.
So he is a real, he's a pastor.
Yeah.
But he also dabbles in just like politics in general. Or
no, he preaches about what's going on in the world and what's right and what's not right. And for y'all to be following the long-legged Mac Daddy is wrong. Long-legged this homosexual Barack Obama.
The only way I ever knew about him was because you would quote him all the time. Yeah.
It's crazy. Talk about crazy.
The long-legged Mac Daddy.
So this is just a short clip, and it doesn't have anything to do with the long-legged Mac Daddy or anything, but this has gone viral now, so a new group of people are finding out who David Manning is.
I've seen it posted on TikTok and on Twitter in the last day.
Hmm. Well, this is actually a part of a real sermon that he was doing.
You smoke pot, you go to 7-Eleven, I get some munchies. I get some Skittles, I get something to drink, because I got the munchies! I've been smoking dope!
I got the munchies!
I've been smoking dope! And he stomps his heel down on the... Looks like he's in church doing
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I mean, he is.
It's just crazy.
I got the munchies!
I've been smoking dope! That's crazy.
I don't even know if those old videos are still available on YouTube. I would guess not. You know, since he was talking so badly about Obama like that, I'm guessing that they're not available.
Is he still an active pastor?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That is just crazy.
Because people first started thinking that, oh, wow, this is a Harlem preacher is a Republican, but he's not. He was so in such a fan of the Clintons that's why he hated Obama. Mm. And said that Obama's mama was a whore.
Man.
The long-legged Mac Daddy.
That is crazy. What kind of churches do you know?
I don't know. Sort of like maybe a brand of Baptist Pentecostal. Something. Yeah. I'm not sure. But crazy. He's crazy.
That was nuts.
Yeah. So entertaining. But yeah,
I mean,
you know, with a grain of salt, you know.
Yeah,
you
got, I mean, in 5 second clips, like yeah. I'm smoking dope. I got the munchies. Crazy. I love it.
All right, stupid celebrity stuff coming up next.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
But back, just one more thing about Pastor David Manning. It may take years for the rest of the country to catch up.
Yeah.
But if y'all would just follow me. Like years ago when I started talking about Pastor David Manning, if y'all would have gone and looked him up and everything, by now you'd be like, oh, wow, I know about this guy. Because sooner or later, it's gonna become mainstream. And nobody will be there to say that I was the first. Least of all, the long-legged Mac Daddy.
That'll be your legacy. You brought that to the world. Does anybody hear that and go, I need to join this guy's church? Like, I'm buying what he's selling. I mean, it's funny, well, but like, is
but anybody... we don't ever hear just his regular sermons either. All we saw on the YouTube and everything was, you know, these clips of him talking about Obama, the more, you know, outlandish things that he would discuss.
I'm smoking dope. I got the munchies. Crazy. As somebody who was raised Catholic, like it's just very, it's very foreign to see that in a church setting.
Okay, there's a big feud going on, or supposedly brewing in Hollywood. And I don't really understand it.
Yeah, it's weird.
Tom Cruise supposedly is mad at Brad Pitt because he thinks Brad Pitt is purposely trying to upstage him in this new movie or something. Like, he's trying to pass him financially to become a billionaire or something.
Yeah, they think that Brad Pitt's new movie, F1, which is out next year, is going to be a monster movie. That's sort of the rumblings, even though he's still filming. I don't know how they would guess that. But it's also being filmed in the UK, and Tom Cruise has sort of established himself as the guy in the UK now. Hmm. He's been living over there for years, making all his Mission Impossible movies over there. And they haven't liked each other for decades.
Were they were in Interview with the Vampire together, right? Yeah,
that was the last movie they were in together. And the sources were saying, well, there's a reason you haven't seen these two together in a picture for 30 years. Because they did not get along in that movie. And Tom Cruise pretty much gets along with everybody. But he hated Brad Pitt for whatever reason.
Or is it that Brad Pitt pretty much gets along with everybody?
I've heard that Tom Cruise is sort of one of those guys that when he goes to the dinner parties, makes you feel special, and he's interested in things you got to say, and that's what makes him a dynamic personality. I don't know anything about Brad Pitt personally.
So they're saying, like, what would the rationale be? That Tom Cruise is mad because Brad Pitt is in Great Britain?
Is in Great Britain.
Trying to just put it in his face?
Putting it in his face, doing an action movie when Tom Cruise is like the American action movie guy. Mm-hmm. He's the biggest action movie star in the world still.
Yeah.
And he's just, I think it seems pretty petty to me.
The fight or Brad Pitt going over there and doing it?
No, the fight.
Yeah.
Like, get over yourself.
So in Hollywood, you got people that are always known as being friends. You know, that Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, they're friends. Brad Pitt and George Clooney.
Yeah.
They're buddies. Now, would that mean that George Clooney doesn't like Tom Cruise either because he and Brad Pitt feud?
Absolutely.
You think they do it that way?
I think they're the pettiest people, like you always point out. Yeah. These people are so self-obsessed. I think they are as catty as they come. Hmm. I really believe that.
So if Woody Harrelson had a problem with another actor, then Matthew McConaughey would have the problem with him too.
I think so.
Yeah. My friend doesn't like you, I don't like you.
Yeah, just because Matthew McConaughey has a southern accent doesn't mean that he's not some Hollywood petty freak. I totally believe that. But it is funny that these guys are, I don't know, 60? And there's stories out there like this. And there might be some exaggeration, but there's definitely a kernel of truth in a story like that. There's absolutely a kernel of truth.
But if you're Tom Cruise, would you even tell anybody if you felt that way? I mean, it just seems like, because what is he saying? Okay, I own London now. Nobody can come make a movie in the UK.
Certainly sounds that way.
Or is it just, that bastard can't come in here and do it.
Yeah.
Anybody else would be a different story.
Sure. But he's got 100 people on set listening to every word he says. Mm-hmm. So the moment he says something nasty about Brad Pitt, well, that key grip is going to go work on Brad Pitt's movie. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, crossover making movies. So I guarantee you somebody was like, oh, you're not going to believe what Tom Cruise said, you know, during lunch. He said, Brad Pitt's a piece of shit.
So,
it's so funny.
So what if, say George Clooney got offered a big part in Tom Cruise's next movie. He shouldn't take it, or he wouldn't take it because he's best friends with Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm.
And Tom Cruise is like, you know, he's the guy. He doesn't want Brad Pitt in there either. Hmm. He doesn't really do movies with other big stars anymore.
Yeah, true.
But I love it. Just like these 60-year-old guys, like arguing about like, who, this is my town. This is my town. This is where I make movies. Shut up.
You're on my territory.
Get over yourself. I mean, you're doing Mission Impossible 8. Dial it down. And I like both of those guys, but come on. Come on. Do you have any interest in seeing a Brad Pitt F1 movie?
No.
They're talking about this is going to be $1 billion movie.
No, but I'll probably end up seeing it because my family will want to go see it.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, my little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael, they're all into racing and stuff.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Do they go to movies?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes. Like Michael is the one that wanted to go see the new Bad Boys movie.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And he never gets to do what he wants to do. So anytime he says the slightest thing about wanting to do something, I try to make sure it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I tell those women to shut up. He won't.
scared. They're scary when they're together. Does Jody have any interest in seeing this Twisters movie?
Oh, pff, are you kidding?
Because of the guy?
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, these women are freaking out she about this dude. Guy.
And didn't even know who he was, really. Saw Maverick. He was in that. Didn't pay him any attention. But when we watched that Hitman movie that's on Netflix. Netflix? I mean, one of them. She was like, wow, he is so good. I didn't. So now like, he was on the Today Show or something over the past week. And she's like, I'm watching that.
They're talking about this scene where he's walking in the rain in a cowboy hat and a white shirt. And they say women in the theater are audibly, you know, screaming and hollering for this guy. I think it's so funny.
And a double standard.
Oh, 1,000%.
If some hot woman walked out in a wet T-shirt, a cowboy hat, and the men in the crowd started hooping and hollering.
Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Perverts.
Oh, perverts.
Horn dogs.
Yeah. All that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of tempted to go see it now just so I can see this scene that breaks out.
Well, and part of the draw, I think, he is good looking. I mean, I give him that. He really is. But it just adds to it that he's from Texas and he's got, you know, a Texas accent. It sounds exactly like Matthew McConaughey. I don't think he's doing it on purpose to try to sound like Matthew McConaughey. But yeah, he's a good looking guy. And it's a little bit odd because rarely now is any actor held up as being super, super good looking and whoa, like that.
Yeah.
Who's not dark complected with black hair and all of that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's more like light brown hair and
kind of a classic
doesn't look,
American.
Yeah. Doesn't look exotic in any way.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what he does next because this movie has blown up. It's his biggest opening, as big of an opening as it was for Oppenheimer, which was insane for a sequel.
He said that, I think that in an interview, he said that while he was waiting for Maverick to be released, he was about to starve.
Yeah.
Because he nobody knew who he was. He made that movie and he knew that it was going to be huge, but the COVID and all of that stuff, it just kept getting pushed back. And he said, I was about to give it up because, you know, I wasn't getting a lot of work because people really didn't know who I was. But then that movie came out that kind of jump started him.
So we're watching somebody become a movie star before our eyes, which is rare.
Yeah. And there aren't many what you would consider movie stars anymore. And I think he's going to be one.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Be a movie star.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Is he a good actor?
Yeah.
He is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. 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 But, I mean, at this point, the way women are about him, he could just walk out on the screen and take a dump and they'd hoop and holler.
Yeah, yeah.
But he is good, though, to back it up.
Yes.
Seems like a nice fella, too.
Really?
Yeah. And a lot of people are saying he's my doppelganger, but whatever. I don't see it. But everybody's saying that.
The streets are abuzz. He looks just like that guy from Twisters. Yeah.
If I had a nickel for every time I've been stopped and asked for an autograph. All right, there we go. That's it for today. Thanks for watching and listening. Love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.